Hello.
Hello.
Is James Nate there?
Speaking.
Thank you. My name is Alan. I'm coming from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 years old and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will vote.
Certainly or probably?
Certainly.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you this. May I know what is your age?
79.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Afro-American, Negro, whatever.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First one, Joe Biden as president.
I approve of his job.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Trump ain't no good shit.
Thank you. How about Marcy Kaptchur as congresswoman?
I approve of her job. 10.
Strongly?
Yes.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump as former president?
0.
So would that be strongly disapproved?
Disapproved, yeah.
Thank you. And how about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Sherrod Brown. I approve, yeah.
Strongly or somewhat?
I say strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. First one, First Energy.
Never heard of it.
Thank you. And how about Marcy Kaptchur?
I've heard of her.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about her?
What's the grade?
Well, you said it is very, somewhat, or?
Very.
Never heard. Very favorable or unfavorable?
Yes. Favorable. Very favorable.
How about Derek Marin?
Derek Marin, I haven't heard of him.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
I have never heard of him, so I can't give you what I've never heard of.
Okay. About Donald Trump?
I've heard of him and this 0.
Very unfavorable then?
Yes.
Thank you. How about Republicans in Congress?
What about them?
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about them?
I have an unfavorable impression about them.
Is that a very or somewhat impression? Favorable or unfavorable?
I'm not favorable of them, the Republicans.
Okay. Thank you. About Democrats in Congress, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them?
I have a favorable impression of them.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. And last one, Joe Biden. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
I have a favorable impression about him.
Very or somewhat?
Yes, very, yeah.
Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I'm rolling Democrat.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. We are halfway. Thank you so much for your time, for your patience. And now let me ask you this. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt?
Nope. I'm not voting Republican.
Thank
they
you.
Don't show me shit.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
Well, I know her work, so it's not going to make me dislike or her to not vote for her.
So this makes no difference, is
no.
What I'm hearing? Okay, thank you.
For what?
Now, I'm going to yeah, that doesn't make no difference, correct?
No, I'm not going to vote for anybody
okay.
else but Marcy Kaptur. You only get one vote, so that's all you're going to vote.
Thank you. Now, we are 80%. We're almost done here. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it is true, please say so. First statement says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marion even voted no on that. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or make
I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay. So, more likely to not vote for him?
There ain't no more likely. He ain't getting a vote.
Okay. Somewhat. Much less likely then? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think this is not true?
I wouldn't vote for him.
So, much less likely then?
Yes.
Is that? Okay, thank you. Next one, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 millions in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipes testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or
I wouldn't vote for him.
So much less likely then? Is that correct?
That's right. I wouldn't
Thank
vote
you so
for
much.
Him.
Next one, Derek Marion has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Marion supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Marion even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, and it makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him? Or you
I wouldn't vote for him.
Much less likely. Thank you.
That's right.
Just a few more, and we're over here. In the state legislature, Derek Marion sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush, carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working, families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians to only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think this is not true?
Most likely not to vote for him.
Thank you. And last one says, in the state legislature, Derek Marion supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marion will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, makes no difference, or more likely?
He couldn't get a vote. He couldn't get a vote.
So much less likely then?
Yep.
Thank you. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion, or will you still vote for Marion?
I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I will ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Mercy Capter or Republican Derek Marion?
Mercy Capter, Democrat.
And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marion?
What you have read about him, I don't like it.
Thank you so much. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I was a freshman at TU.
We have some options here. First through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but not degree.
I was a high school and then I had some college.
Thank you so much. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
As a Democrat.
And do you think of yourself as a strong or not that strong Democrat?
As a strong Democrat.
Thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Democrat.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.